You're listening to the Aim to Win podcast. I'm Wade Thomas, and I believe that every one of you has a wealth of potential just waiting to come out. And I'm here to help you reach that potential. So now, here's the Aim to Win podcast. Welcome to the Aim to Win podcast, Valentine's Week edition. I'm Wade Thomas, and today I'm excited to have Lillian Zeltzer on with me. And she's an author, a speaker, a presenter, and pioneer in teachings about aphrodisiacs and their impact on sexuality, overall health, behavior, decision-making processes, self-esteem, success in business, relationships, beauty, happiness, and career. I'm just really excited to have these topics and to have Lillian on for Valentine's Day. So welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you for inviting me to your wonderful program. It's an honor for me to be with you and your listeners.
Yeah, very excited to have you on. What we do to kind of get you to meet the audience and get them to understand who you are is have you tell your story. So what have you been through? How'd you get to where you are today?
Oh, it's happened by accident, really. On my 10th wedding anniversary, my husband surprised me by going to France, to Paris, where he went to an old bookstore and bought a couple of old books, including Decameron, which is a 14th century love stories written by Boccaccio. When he tried to fix book, back in the hotel, a page came out. It fell out on the floor. I picked it up, and it was named Aphrodope, and it had 18 different, pardon me, 18 different botanicals as ingredients written there. So my husband decided that it must be a love potion. And well, proposed that we have to make it. But on return home back to Australia, where we reside, we couldn't find any of the ingredients. And the only way to find them was to go to all different places in the world to pick them at the places where they grow in the wild at their full strength. And that's what we did. That's how we started our journey 35 years ago.
Wow. So talk a little about that journey. You know, what did you go through to get there? How did you build up your knowledge of aphrodisiacs?
Well, we've been to faraway places where we were hunting for local aphrodisiacs. Local recipes. We met with amazing people like shamans and doctors, historians and scientists, and most importantly, with local people who still use aphrodisiacs in their everyday life, and they use recipes which stayed in their families for hundreds of years. Most of these recipes I actually experienced myself, and I can testify they work and they exist and they will be very useful for people who want to achieve higher level of sexual energy. Sexual energy is not really your sexuality as such. It's nothing to do with sexual act. Sexual energy is the power that impacts your appearance, your ability to be successful in business, relationships, life in general. It impacts your mental, physical, and emotional world. It's very important. And of course, aphrodisiacs are the natural stimulants that fuel sexual energy.
So I have to admit, okay. I'm a skeptic when it comes to aphrodisiacs. So how is it that they do work?
Aphrodisiacs, as I mentioned, natural stimulants that work through our senses, and tell our body to either restore, balance, or diminish or elevate our sexual energy. Without fuel, our body systems cannot produce sexual energy adequate to our needs. There are millions and millions of stimulants that are around us. Some work on our sense of smell. Some excite us through vision. Some others excite us through mental stimulation or through physical applications. It could be your perfume or pheromones of a person. It could be food, beverages, visual art. It's so many things, and it's very individual to what you require. One needs experience and probably aphrodisiac expert next to help you with that.
So that's interesting. So there's not a magic love potion that works for everybody. It's all different.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. There is a common perception that oysters, champagne, chocolate, or strawberries would work for everyone, and many people just, you know, peddle some of funny things that they call aphrodisiacs, meaning that aphrodisiacs / Viagra action. It's nothing to do with sexual act. Aphrodisiacs are natural things, starting from minerals and vitamins, hormones, a lot of other things that slowly work on your system and build up your, it could be your immune system, it could be memory or eyesight, it could be hearing, it could be a lot of things that one needs to balance that sexual energy and bring it to its peak.
So I have an audience full of entrepreneurs and business leaders, and they're all sitting here listening to this. They're intrigued, but now they're saying, well, what's in this for me? So why is this important for leadership?
Okay. Where do I begin? sexual energy impacts our physical, mental, emotional state, our behavior, decision-making processes, working capacity, self-image, choices we make, our confidence, our appearance, and our action in business. When you look at the leaders and people whom you admire for their achievements, you would notice that they all have one common denominator. They stand out of the crowd. They have shiny eyes. They attract other people. They're at ease of making friends. They seem to win everything they touch. They seem to be successful at every beginning. Personal relationships, colleagues love them, and so on. Why? Because they have something that's called sexual energy, a sexual energy that actually makes them what they are. Unfortunately, with time and things that don't depend entirely on us, things like environment, stress, illnesses, accidents, and other things that don't depend on us, sexual energy level diminishes, but it doesn't happen overnight. Normally, it's just step by step lower and lower. And by the time people start noticing that their productivity is down, their lack of enthusiasm, creativity, leadership, people don't look at them anymore as their leaders, it's a little bit too late to start fixing it, but it's not too late. It's reversible, but as long as person would do something about it.
So it's interesting because a lot of times we think about sexual energy as being all about attraction, but you threw out some other things there. You threw out productivity, you threw out creativity, you threw out a lot of other kind of business words there. How does sexual energy really get into productivity and creativity?
Sexual energy is a balance. It's indicator of your total health, mental, physical, and emotional. Only those people who have absolute balance can be strong leaders, successful in all enterprises. Sexual energy diminishes with age, naturally diminishes with age, but it's something that can be addressed. For thousands of years, people tried many remedies, often dangerous, like poisons or bizarre things like sexual organs of animals or anything that resembles sexual organs, like oysters, bananas, cucumbers, or bizarre things like human embryos or rhinoceros horns, deer horns, and so on, so on, only to bring that sexual energy back into their life. Not sexual act. Yes, it comes with it. It does come with it. Sexual energy includes your ability to love and your call to be loved, your desire to be loved. But it's not all, it doesn't finish there. It impacts on your appearance. Why do you think so many people go to plastic surgeons or just to make this six pack on their stomach? Or to make them look younger and sexually attractive. They want to mimic that sexual energy level that is required for leader or entrepreneurship to actually attract crowds and make impact on business and be successful and be leaders. That is important.
So some of the same things that are effective in people's love life are effective in their business life as well.
Absolutely. It impacts on everything. Relationship between a leader or entrepreneurship, entrepreneur with colleagues or with subordinates or with family members. Basically, it's all based on the same thing, on your sexual energy.
So interesting. So how do you know that you're in trouble? How do you know as a leader that maybe your sexual energy is too low? Is that something that you can figure out yourself or?
Absolutely, absolutely. There are indicators. The first one would be, of course, lack of interest in sex. Diminishing physical and mental energy. When you read book and then you can't remember what you read, you want to do it again, and it just doesn't sink. Procrastination, wasting time on things that don't bring you anywhere. Lack of concentration, lack of creativity. When you stop creating new things, but instead continuously look around and repeat your old ideas or start developing somebody else's ideas. Intolerance to members of your family, colleagues, or friends. If you start avoiding social events, or if you neglect personal appearance, or unexplained surges of anger or bitterness, all these are the signs of low sexual energy. Mind that sometimes it could be just too much of sexual energy when person actually feels angry and with a high level of, say, testosterone, which is not just for men, for women as well. Women do have testosterone as part of their makeup. Kicks in and creates intolerance to environment, to people, and diminishes their abilities to become successful in business and lead other people. So, did I answer your question?
So wait a minute. So there's a balance here, right? So you can have sexual energy that's too low, but you can also have it that's too high.
Absolutely. And there are aphrodisiacs, which stimulate production of certain chemicals in body to raise your sexual energy, or anti-aphrodisiacs, which actually work in reverse and they lower it. And those remedies had been known for thousands of years. Well, and those that didn't work by now had been forgotten, but the ones that are still here, they went through the test of time, through generations of people who used them and still use them, and they work. Many of those had been actually supported by science.
Interesting. So,
absolutely.
So what do I do if I see these signs that I have low sexual energy as a leader? I'm procrastinating all the time, or hopefully that's not what it is. You know, or I don't have the concentration or whatever it might be. What should I do?
The first thing is, of course, your self-analysis. You need to be brave enough to say to yourself, hey, I think I have a little problem here and there. How can I fix it? Instead of putting lipstick and makeup or putting gel in your almost bald head, why don't you try to treat the problem and make yourself, bring yourself back to your peak. And it's not just words, it's possible. And I've seen things. I helped hundreds and hundreds of people to do that, professionals, real estate agents, especially notorious in losing that sexual drive because they're exposed all the time to all different problems, like probably any other business. But I happen to have a lot of real estate agents on my list. Imagine your body as a factory which processes raw material. In order to produce sexual energy, aphrodisiacs are that raw material, minerals, bioactive components synthesized in plants, animals, some aphrodisiacs can help improve blood circulations, other elevate mood, boost immune system, trigger replenishment of hormones, say. Given appropriate aphrodisiac, your clever body would be able to rejuvenate your system and bring it back to appropriate level. I'm not talking here about that common thing like your oysters, eat a ton of oysters, nothing will happen, but something that really works. For instance, in ancient times, people noticed that pine pollen, that yellow dust that appears on pine cones, it's male cones that are supposed to fertilize female combs by allowing wind or insects blow that dust on female combs. Sometimes it drops to the ground and animals in heat eat it hungrily. People tried it and they identified it as something that elevates hormonal level. Well, and they were right because it contains phytotestosterone, which can help some people to elevate their level of sexuality. And there are many, many other things that can do. Oysters can, but can also elevate that, but it's only minimal, it's minuscule amount of testosterone there. sheep testicles. Well, for thousands of years, people were sure that by eating bull and sheep testicles, they would elevate their sexuality. The science says that it would take probably 1 ton of bull testicles to consume to make any kind of changes to your physical state. What people can do, the best way is to talk to your either physician or to if you would like something natural and identify something that will work specifically for you, talk to aphrodisiac expert. And I'm not talking about myself only. There are a few other people around, not many, but there are some who would be able to suggest what you can do. And that would be not only your food and drink, not only spices, which you probably already used, but never attributed your changed mood or elevated ability to work to those things. But knowledge is the power. When you will know what to do, you will be surely happy to help yourself.
Excellent. You know, I'm just glad to hear that I don't have to eat oysters and bull testicles. So I can scratch that out of the diet because I don't like them. But are there certain aphrodisiacs out there that work specifically to help you help a business person or a business leader, have a better life, have a better business, be better in relationships? Are there any that are like business aphrodisiacs?
You can experiment with things and one should. It's difficult one more time to just make common thing give you common aphrodisiac. But you can try, for instance, putting some ginger, slice of ginger in your beverage. It could be your alcoholic beverage, it could be your coffee, your tea, just simple water, especially hot water, just pinch of cayenne pepper into your chocolate. It's amazing. Dark chocolate with cayenne pepper, it stimulates blood flow to your brain, and chocolate actually is known from times of ancient Incans who used chocolate to prop strength of their warriors, and their sexual appetite was known, and it's still famous, it's still recorded in history. Other things, in United States, you have few things that grow and they are native to the place. Say Damiana. Damiana is a shrub that grows on the border of Texas and Mexico. Those shrubs are just on the sides of the roads. The leaves contain a certain chemicals that promote hormones. Dried or green leaves can be put into the tea and just sip slowly. But once again, it's not your Viagra. It doesn't work immediately. And it's rather builds up. Aphrodisiacs, natural. They are soft. Soft working remedies. So to bring your level of sexual energy to appropriate level, one needs to combine few things and work on all different aspects of your being, starting from your appearance that will improve, your skin will improve, and so on, with proper application of aphrodisiacs. I can talk about aphrodisiacs forever. I love them. I know thousands of them. There is another one, Port Canaveral in Florida. I spotted there amazing little palm tree, saw palmetto. It had beautiful little berries that also were known in history as stimulants of sexual energy, which were used not just as Viagra, but were used to build strength, to build immune system, longevity by ancient Aztecs. So there you go. There are plenty of things you can use, and of course, plenty more I can tell you about. I traveled to 180 plus countries around the world. I've seen things in Tibet and Peru. Oh, well, speaking of Peru, not far away, the same continent, there is an amazing plant called maca. It's root vegetable. It's like turnip sort of thing. It can come in different colors, but it also has ability to elevate sexual energy. It is an adaptogen, like your ginseng or radiola rosea or plantain or many other plants that contain that bioactive ingredient that would help your body to restore sexual energy.
Excellent. So you are a wealth of knowledge. This has been really great. Where can our listeners find out more information about your aphrodisiac tips or recipes or what have you?
I have a new book that came out just last week. It's called Aphrodisiac Adventures. Basically, it is my description of my travels to different countries and recipes that local people offered us. Well, I say us because I traveled not by myself. I was with my husband, who is a medical doctor and who always explained from a medical point of view how things work. So the book contains recipes that are authentic and also ones that were converted by local people into the modern style cooking. I also have a website. It's aphrodisiacsexpert.com, where your listeners are welcome to contact me. There's a special link. And I would be only happy to help people to find their own aphrodisiac. There are workshops that we do. We do also some events, amazing events, aphrodisiac dinners, aphrodisiac parties, which is fun. So please contact us, become part of mysterious world of aphrodisiacs for the benefit of your business, relationship, and life in general.
Excellent. We'll link all that up in the show notes so that everybody has access to that. This has been a wonderful Valentine's Day episode. Really enjoyed it, but I want to get you out of here with one last question. And for our audience that's listening out there and they're wondering what they can do to have a successful Valentine's Day on Sunday, what advice do you have for them really quick?
Well, it's very individual. It's subject to every single Valentine, what you want to project and how you want to spend it. But I would say by purchasing for yourself or for your Valentine Aphrodisiac Adventures book with all those amazing stories about historical people famous historical figures who used aphrodisiacs to start war, create harem, or to achieve certain heights in their sexual pleasures, probably would be appropriate. You'll have fun reading it. You'll have fun actually following all those different recipes and learning about aphrodisiacs from the world.
Excellent advice. A unique Valentine's Day gift.
I would say so, definitely.
Well, thanks again for coming on the podcast. This has been a great time. And I wish you a great Valentine's Day as well.
Thank you for inviting me to your wonderful show. I'm honored to be with you and your wonderful audience. And I always say to health, long life, and pleasures.
Cheers to that. Thank you for listening to the Aim to Win podcast. Make sure you show your love this time by subscribing to us wherever you listen to your podcast and following me on _Wade_Thomas on the Instagram.